All three things. Steer a three-way steer in the rice. It's not shver. Like kasha, it's not shver. One, you're holding them with your hands. If someone has tefillin, he's not really wearing them. He's just holding them in his hands, and he cannot sleep. He's going to drop them. He's wearing them on his head, which is the standard case. If a guy's wearing his tefillin and he falls asleep, so we're saying he could sleep b'shinas aroi, and he can't sleep b'shinas kva. Why can't he sleep b'shinas kva? Because the Rashi says we're afraid shem yafiach b'em. So since he's shem yafiach b'em, it's iser to wear tefillin b'shas afacho. So therefore, he can't wear tefillin. But b'shinas aroi does not bring the day afacho. The third case is hod par sudri aluyu, that he put literally, which means he put his sudr on top of them, which Rashi explains, that means he went to sleep, he took off his tefillin, and he put them next to him on his head, adjacent to his head on the pillow. So the chiddush over there is saying that there he's allowed to sleep, and don't worry, we're not koshish, he's going to roll over on his tefillin. Okay, so again,
they're covered?
They're covered, because he's covered. That just means the standard way of saying they're covered is because it doesn't cover them with the bitash, shamita, other things. So therefore, it's an expression like the Gemara Bracha says, he covers over his tefillin. So basically, again, there are three brises. One, if you're holding your tefillin, you're not allowed to sleep b'chal, yinushinas arai, because you might drop them. If you're wearing your tefillin on your head, which is what we'll talk about in the next amud, so then you can't sleep b'shinas kva, because of shash of hafacha, but not shinas arai. And if you take off your tefillin, you put them next to you, go to sleep, you can put them on the pillow next to you, and we're not chayshish, he's going to roll over on them. So if I had to gemar, v'kamo shinas arai, what is the shinas arai, what time span is it for shinas arai? Tani Rami Cheskel Kidei Hilu Chmei Amo, which is walking 100 Amos. Walking 100 Amos, it's what's the practical, so as by us, Moshe Brewer says, that's 50.
Football field.
What?
Football field.
100 Amos, what? 200 feet?
Maybe,
right. So it's like 57. Shavuot says Kidei Samach Zayin of a Shah, which is 157th, like a minute or two, saying,
wow.
50, a very small amount of time. And some people say we don't know what is today b'chalal, so therefore you shouldn't b'chalal sleep shinas aroi. Kedarka, you know, is machlekes what the shir is. I think the Ravid's brought down saying they shouldn't sleep b'chalal on them. So Tanya Amachi, Yashem and Tefillin. Now Tanya Amachi is only going back on this din of Mea Ama. Tanya Amachi, Hayashem and Tefillin. Someone's sleeping in his Tefillin of aroi carrying. He saw a carry, so what does he do? Oiches b'ritzua, he has to take off his tefillin. So how does he do it? Oiches b'ritzua, he should grab the ritzua ve'enay oiches b'ktsitsa, and he should not tell, and he should not touch the actual seats, the actual bottom. The Rebbe Biankiv, the Chacham say yoshal mitfilin shinas aroi avolay shinas kva kam shinas aroi k'dei hilch me'ama. So again, the Bryce is saying what? Machlekes Rebbe Biankiv and the Chachamim. Rebbe Biankiv says that you should take, which is not clear machlekes, because the Bryce is only saying, Rebbe Biankiv says you should go take off the tefillin with the ritzua and not the bias. The Chachamim say something that related. The Chachamim say you should go to sleep, shinas arai, not shinas kva. We're only bringing out, we'll explain in a second, when we finish the Amud to the Mishnah, what the machlekes Chachamim and Rebbe Biankiv is. Makaponim, you see that the Chachamim hold that the shinas arai is that's the Ketani Ami Hachi. Now the actual din, Rabbi Yankim saying again that B'shas Keri, it's not proper for him to touch the tefillin. So he says, take it off from the Ritzuas. Now what's the difference between the Ritzuas and the tefillin? What's the difference in the Ketusha? So it's Mavur, because since the tefillin itself have the shin engraved in the tefillin, so therefore it's more Kaddish than the Ritzuas. So they were saying it's not proper to touch the tefillin, only the ritzua. So even though the ritzua has, you know, we have the yud and we have the shem shaka, is the dalet and the yud, right? So how you say it has kedusha? It's mavur. It's still not the same level of kedusha as taisus in the Shabbos and other places that say, because I guess the means not mamash engraved in the ritzua. Ritzua is alchaz lachmash mesinai. But since it's not engraved in, it's not the actual ois. It's not called tayras hashem b'fichel. It's on the same madrega as the bias itself. So therefore, again, so that's what Rabbi Yankiv is saying. You should only.
So there's all shel rosh. There's not the shel yad. Everything here is talking about the shel rosh.
Oh, you're saying what would be the shel yad also? L'chayr is beyond the shel rosh, but l'chayr, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
The shel yad is covered.
What?
The shel yad is covered.
It's always covered. I'm saying you have to have it covered.
So,
what does carry do with covered? Everyone's ready to carry them.
You should take out the tefillin. It's not proper from the word the tefillin. L'chayr even the shel yad would have that. I'm saying. I hear. Then what would be the Shalyan?
Okay.
I'm not sure, but saying here that it's saying Achuponim, so we'll see when we get to the next Machlaikis, what is the actual Machlaikis of Biyakim and the Chachamim, because the Chayyar, they're not really talking to each other. Biyakim is saying, take off your tefillin. Chacham say, don't go to sleep in Ashinas Kva. So what's the Machlaikis? So we'll see later what it means. Fine. Amarav. Also, l'adam lishan b'yayim. A person is forbidden to sleep during the day, or late at din. Yoyisim mashinas asus. You can't sleep more than a sus sleeps. V'kam mashinas asus. How much does a sus sleep? Shitin neshami, 60 breaths. Again, it's not unclear what the share of shitin neshami is. It's machlekes b'halacha rings from 30 minutes to 3 hours. So either you learn, if you machmer, it's saying a person shouldn't sleep more than 30 minutes during the day, or sometimes even 3 minutes. Or it could be 3 hours. Some people say that Rizal slept 3 hours on Shabbos or something. Being a raya, he allowed to sleep 3 hours. Others say, no, it's not a raya from what he did on Shabbos. So I go on, and there's many shiur on what this means. So let's see, we'll get to that one, what it means in a second. So Amar Abai, Shinsei Demar Kidarav, that Rav learned this from Rav, because he saw this minik by Rav. The Rav kid the Rebbe, Rav learned from Rebbe, the Rebbe kid the David. Rebbe learned this minik from David HaMelech. He learned from horses. With the susi and from horses, sheet neshama. We knew that the horses slept 60 hours, 60 neshamas. So each of Rebbe learned it from David. David learned it from horses. This became the anhaga taiva that we learned from the behemoths. A person shouldn't sleep more than 60 neshimas at all. Now, what's up shot in this din? So Rashi says, "Bimnei bittel tayir." Interesting din. Rashi says the reason why you can't, this whole isser is as bittel tayir. So what does it mean, bittel tayir? I guess it means higher pashas. What it's saying is a person during the day should be learning, and the guy takes off time for learning, so we give him only this. We only give him this break. He can learn for take a quick snooze, but he can't sleep for so much. Sleeping more than this shear is already too much, and that's considered bittel tayir. Now for Shteitzach, you know, we don't find that, you know, people are so machmen that today. So you look at La Halacha, Machza Shekel brings that it's obviously only, each person has to be according to his thing. And Mishabur, if a person feels he needs to sleep. Obviously this was an Ahaga Taiva to do, an Ahaga Taiva to people that, that a person wants to be have luxurious sleep. Shinat Sarayim. So he wants to enjoy himself, so we're saying this will give you this shear for enjoyment. The guy can say, take a break, take a coffee, or take a little snooze for a geschmack. But be'etzem lav dafka it's asr. However, interestingly enough, I'm saying the lashon of mechaber is brought down asr. It's interesting, it's brought down asr. It's not brought down a minig taiva, like mamash is brought down the lashon of the gemara, it's asr. There's another Indian of sleeping, which is brought down in the mechaber brings from the Zohar, and says, Dovr Melch don't want to sleep more, you want to be toim tamisa. They bring that Lashon Mamash. They didn't want to taste the taste of death. You know, sleeping is a sixth use of death. And therefore, Dovin HaMelech didn't want to sleep that. So it will come out a whole different
that
thing.
That was even at night.
That was, oh, so that's the Ramah brings even at night. See, if Ayin Shom, and you look in Mishabur Shulchan Aruch, that he says even at night, and then it's Machag is a day and night. Pak upon him, that Isser is the Isser of sleeping in order six. That's all day and night, which is sleeping in order more than Sheet and Shamas. Because let's say, the feed that's in a bittel tire, a guy can't go to sleep a cloud during the day more than Sheet and the Shamas, Nishmi. Because the point is, according to Rashi, you don't want to waste your time. But according to the other reason, which is you want to taste death, that's day and night, but you could sleep a very long time. You should keep on waking up every Sheet and Nishami. Here, yeah, that's nafkamina's day. For Sheitzach, we'll see in a second. Abai Havi Noim, he was sleeping in the Ma'ayel Kimi Pumpadisi Lebe Kuvi. Abai was one time sleeping a lot more than that. From the time it takes to go from Pumpadisi Lebe Kuvi, Kori Alarbi Yosef, he screamed at him. He said, I must say also, Tishka, if you lazy, how long can a lazy person sleep? Masai talk with Mishnah. You should get up from your sleep. So basically screamed at him for doing this thing. So some Akhrain would say, Harai, it's only Midas Chasidus, because if Abai was Asar Gomer, how would Abai do it? Halamai is only Midas Chasidus. Like we said before, it's only a Gedah, it's a Midas Chasidus Bechlal. Even the Midas Chasidus is only for someone that's only doing it to indulge himself. But this is the sheer of indulgement that you're allowed to do. But for Ba'adah Fashtaitzef, Mishapur Rings, and Machsa Shekel, but you sleep according to your Brias, what you need to Machazik yourself. Fine. Tanu Rabban. Hanichnas Lisha Meyayim. Let's say a person goes to sleep during the day and he's wearing tefillin. What does he do? Rotsa Chaylitz. If he wants, he can take them off. Rotsa Meniach. He can leave them on his head. You don't have to take off your tefillin when you're sleeping. Because during the day, it was considered a shinus aroi b'derech klal. And like Rashi explains, we're talking about that there's no, it's asin mishamish tashmish amita during the day. So there's no chash of tashmish. So what else is stopping you? Why does it take its filling off? Belayla, but at night, choylitz fe'enim aniyach. At night, you have to take them off, and you're not allowed to wear them, divrim nosim. You're not allowed to wear your tefillin at night, because at night, obviously, fakert, both reasons are negeya. A, you're wearing, A, there's a chash tashmish, and there's a chash, and you're going in to sleep a shinas kva. So even if you think you're going to sleep a shinas aroi, we all know, you take your head down at night for a few minutes, we all know you can fall asleep a shinas kva. So that's what nosim says. Rabbi Yossi says, Hayiladim, children, which doesn't mean literally children, just means young bachrim or young newlyweds, La'olam chaltzin ve'enim enichlin. Now the word tefillin, even during the day, mipnei shrigilim b'toma, the ruggle b'toma. So the Gemara understands that means, at this moment, what does that mean? It means to say that even if they go during the day, and they want to sleep, Ashinas Aroi, but since there is a chash here, they think more about Tashmish, so therefore it's a chash of the Miroi carry. So on that the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yossi holds that Yiladim can't wear tefillin because they're going to become a Balkari, and he holds a Balkari is not allowed to wear tefillin. So therefore, this chayshish for the Rias can become a Balkari. I mean, the problem is that they will become a Balkari. Rabbi, and they're no. But Yiladim, and they're just saying Imohen Maskin. Rabbi Yossi is going when the children are wearing, have their wives with them. They go to sleep during the day with their wives. Shem Ivoyle de Hergalaveir. I mean, not because of Chash here, Stamne, they're always Mahar and Tashmish, and therefore they might have a Rias carry. It means if they go to sleep during the day with their wives, and they're not Machavim with Tashmish, they're going to sleep just to go to sleep. And they're just going to have a Shina Saroi. But Zok Rabbi Yossi, no, he holds as long as they're just saying Imohen, their wives are with them. I don't mean the wives want to sleep with them or in the room with them. I'm not trying to get. The point is, if their wives are with them, so then there's a chash always in the kolim de tashmish, and that's for sure. Everyone agrees that davar maguna to be you're not allowed to be mashamish with your tefillin on, like we'll see in a second. So that again, so that's the machlekes from Nasin and Rabbi Yossi is worried about chash that by yiladim can never go to sleep during the day with their wives with them because they're afraid they're going to end up at the end of the day they're going to succumb and they end up being boil mashas, and that's Issa for sure. So when I mentioned, we go back a step, if you like, from we mentioned before Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. So what was the Machlekes Rabbi Yankiv and the Chachamim? So Taisus Amar Aleph here says that the Machlekes Rabbi Yankiv and the Chachamim was in this shmooz. That Taisus says, I'll read you the words, that Rabbi Yankiv holds, Taisus says that the Machlekes Rabbi Yankiv and the Chachamim is like this. Rabbi Yankiv holds that at night, you are allowed to go to sleep, Shinas Aroi, And not like we mentioned over here in the Brayis of Nasan and Rabbi Yossi. Nasan and Rabbi Yossi both agree that a regular person at night is not allowed to go to sleep a Shinas Aroi because we're afraid he's end up sleeping a Shinas Kva. So he said Rabbi Yankiv in the Tanakam before that held you have to take off your tefillin Mishas Kari, he held that you are allowed to go to sleep. I don't taste new this. There's other ways to explain my plague because Taisus held that he held you are allowed to go to sleep at night a Shinas Aroi. Fight in the bright. Turn around, bond. Here, Taisel here. If you want to read inside.
No, he just said you can go at night, you said?
Yeah, okay. Even at night. That's a chiddush. Rank is more makel. But at night, you can't. And Rabbi Yankiv holds, even at night, you could. That's what Taisel says. There's a ritzvah that says a different shot, but that's the way Taisel learns. Turn around, bond. Shachach, if he forgot, v'shamash mitaseh. So we mentioned before he's not allowed to sleep. Mishamash with the tefillin. Let's say he did. Einei oiches loyber tzuah v'loyber. Because he says, I can't touch anything. Atche yitel yodov till he washes his hands. V'yitlam, it cleans the mishah. Yadayim askani is saying, we're afraid he touched a davar tameh, which means the carry. So again, if someone is sleeping stam and he sees carry, so then we say, even before he washes his hands, get those tefillin off and just take it off from the ritzua without the tefillin shoraish. But that's only because we're not chayshir so much that he actually touched the carry. Bishas, if he was mishamish with the tefillin though, and this is brought to Mishnah Berurah, says, I don't know exactly why the Metzius is this way, but it seems that Bishas, Tashmish is more of a kshash that he touched Makam Etinaifis, which Makam Etinaifis means his wife, B'chayr, that's brought down from Sasemis, it means touching the actual carry, is more of a kshash that he touched the Davar Tameh, so then that kshash is more overwhelming than the Isser of wearing a tefillin, being with the carry on you, so first you wash your hands. So that's the two different halachas. Klar? Sounds good?
Yeah.
Fine. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'isiv Evilo, now going back to the Sukkah, Ma'isiv Evilo Rebichim and Zakeh Litaim as a Tavshil. They brought them to taste the Tavshil, Ulur Gamliel, Shnei Kisaves, two dates, with Dli Shamayim, and they had a Dli Shamayim. All these things are not Eichlim Kavuin. Amru, and they said, hello, Masukkah, and Sukkah, go bring the Sukkah with Afesin and the Sukkah. So now, we're going to see in the Gemara that's a Chayash Rezach, because they didn't have to, it's not a Achilas Kva. And they brought Tzadik even bread, Eichel Pachas Mikabeya, they brought him food less than a Kabeya. So three things. Nolei B'mapa, he took it with a covering, meaning he took a cloth and touched it, he didn't wash his hands, so he's out in the keys. He was a makbiran. He just took it with a covering. He didn't want to touch it with dirty hands. And he even ate it outside of the sukkah, real bread. And he didn't bench after. So three things that Reb Tzadik held, that since it's less than a bayah, he's not mechuyiv in tiyos yadayim, and he's not mechuyiv in the sukkah, and he's not mechuyiv in benching. So we got to that. Let's talk to Gemara. My solicitor. His whole mission is a stira. Because we mentioned the previous Mishnah, we only have to eat, if it's less than a certain shear, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. And here you see that all these things, which are not achil kvua, it's achil sarai, they're marked with eat in the sukkah. So it's a steer of the Mishnah before. Maisa listor. So the Gemara, nay, chasurim machsvachitani. Im bo lachmer alatzmoy. If you want to be machmer in yourself, machmer, you could be machmer. For less be mishum yura, it's not called gaiva. But maisa nam, if you lor bichem zaka, let them zatav shilukmi ashekis ho azli shomayim. Om ram lasukkah. So the Mishnah Gemara is saying, no, avada, you don't have to eat it in the sukkah. We all know it's an haga taiva to eat everything in the sukkah. So the Mishnah, so we're saying that Rebbeichem and Zakeh was machmer himself, even achilas harai, he ate it in the sukkah. And the reason why it's not considered, the Rechlarin and Redoi, why isn't it considered? We all know if you eat it in the sukkah, it's raining on you. Everyone knows you're called a hedyit. And here you're not called a hedyit. Right? Everyone says, you guys in the soak of the rain, some people even eat that in the rain, buck up on them, the normal one, Hagar brought that, don't eat in the rain, and here you are a lot of things.
No, but it's not called a sukkah. Over here it is called
a sukkah. All right, I hear you saying, it's a nice look. But here he's saying, but the Achayim say, because over there it's Neshmach Kitan Alpanov, the certain, your brain from showing you doesn't want it. It's similar to what you're saying, but here, it's not, you're not, the moment showed you didn't want it. If I care, any mitzvah which the brain from says that you're not Mamachoyev to do, you can be Machmer yourself. It's only, if I care, that's the Chiddush. That the other Pshat is that the brain from Neshmach Kitan Alpanov, there you don't have to go in and do it. Let's finish up to the Mishnah, next Amen. Fine. So Gemara goes back to Reb Tzadik. Hakubeya, by sukkah. Now, those pshat are Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik holds like this. Reb Tzadik holds that Pachas Hakubeya doesn't need Tiyos Yadayim, and he holds there's no benching afterwards. Now, we all know that Minat Torah only V'chata Savata says. He's supposed to eat, you need a Svi. A Svi is considered a Kubeya. So therefore, Minat Torah, he only says to bench after Kubeya, and we're Machmir at Kzayis. Reb Tzadik did not hold of that. So therefore, the Gemara says like this, but Kabeya, Vada, he have to eat in the Sukkah. Salim after he took the Rebbe Yosef Abaya. We had Rebbe Yosef and Abaya back in Chafavim and Aleph, that they are the ones that said that the shear of eating a Sukkah is more than a Kabeya. Right? So therefore, they said over there, Slachar, it's a steer, because here we see Kabeya would be the Ikah shear, and Abaya said it's more. Zog the Gemara, nay. That Dilma, Pavosi Kabeya, Unatilu, Brachalai Bay, the whole deek of the Mishnah. Reb Tzadik held less than a kibbeh is not enough. That's only going back in Atila. The other two halachas, I'm Atilu Bracha. HaKibbeh, by Atilu Bracha. That one is Bracha. But could be in a sukkah, you still will not be two or three kibbehs. Okay, again, now I've got this last kash again. Abai was the one over here that said, if you look, turn back to Amar Aleph, Abai said, where is it? He said, Kamachila Sarai. Or Mesiv, Tati Utlas Beya. Your Mesiv held that you're allowed to eat two or three beis, and that's still all right. So you mamash eat Achila Gasa, whatever. So here, Abada, Sadiq, when the deacon of Mishnah, Sadiq, if it would have been a Kabeya, he would have eaten in the Sukkah. It's not going back on the Lach of Sukkah. The case was Pachas and Kabeya. Pachas and Kabeya, Rabbi Tzadik was Machadish, you don't eat in the Sukkah, and you don't do the Sidaim, and you don't bench on it. But Avada, the Deek of, if it would have been in Kabeya, it's not really true. You need more teeth to be Mechuyiv in the Sukkah. That's what Gemara is saying here. So again, Salim Tav Tifta to Rabbi Yosef Abai, because Abai Yosef hold that Iyah Kabeya is the Shir of eating the Sukkah. So Gemara, the Deek is not true. Dilma, Pachas and Kabeya, and Atila Brachal, Abai. Pogs and Kubei, you don't need to have a bracha achrayna or a tila. Hakubei, you're buying a tilu bracha, only a tilu bracha. That's the deek of the Mishnah. But eating in the sukkah, you don't have to eat in the sukkah even a kubeya. You need two or three kubeyas to mechuyev in the sukkah.
The Gemara says only.